Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello, you guys. Legacy and Beyond, we go by for now. It is on Spotify. You know, music has became a very difficult undertaking for me because when I started out, I had all the good intentions, you know. I've been doing this for 30 years, making music, and I have hardly no recognition. Well, I actually had no recognition and really no money to show for it. I endured so much traumas with it in my life. And that was the reason why I got into music, because I had such an early bad upbringing, so bad, that it led me into writing. I needed to sing rock music to vent out. When I came to Hollywood, all those years of I was homeless, I got rejected by record labels, I struggled so much. No one gave me any recognition. And that's why I written that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. Because, you know, people misunderstood me. I even had some really dream killers. I'll tell you more about that after we play the song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, who misunderstood me. He thought I was making music just for a hobby, and I was not. I was not doing it for no hobby. And other dark, I dealt with some sociopaths. So I'll talk to you about that in a minute. Here's I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. To the big time haven't yet come true. I didn't make it to an indie label. And, you know, I'm being positive. You know, I'm telling it like this. See, I hope I'm sounding the truth. I've been doing this for 30 years of struggle. I've been doing it, you know, so. The bad situation is after 30 years of, and then, you know, 25 to 30 years of making music and hearing some dream killers come around me, saying, you know, I told you about that, about the, you know, that they made money off my I Really song. They made money off my songs without authorization, forgery. And, you know, those are very evil deeds. They also said some of my songs that wasn't released, like Struggle, you know, it was hard to make that Hollywood dream to come true. The reason why I bring that up, because it's so hard. It's like I had to deal with not only for economics, you know, trying to get myself together, find a place to live and keep a job, and, you know, I got laid off, then I had to find a job. Then the other two is just trying to make an industry, getting rejected, and coming across the worst people trying to manipulate me, or allegedly these sociopaths, you know, in my area didn't want me to be didn't want me to make any music. They said they used my songs. I gave no permission. They came out from, I had people, you know, come out from Buffalo talking about, I was not their friend. I had people come over here saying that they, you know, believe me, all my songs have been copyrighted and published. And I told you I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm bringing it up again. It is, you can look on the U.S. Copyright Office and the BMI. I hope I ain't pushing nobody away, but, you know, at this stage of my aspirations, I have to tell it like it is. And that is how it is going to be. And, you know, for those who got Hollywood dreams, who want to come out to Hollywood, who listen to this on Twitter, please be careful. Don't come out here like me, because I came out here in a Greyhound with $400 in my pocket and I was on the street because I had to get away from my home because I had such a bad life. But I was such ambitious because I wanted to get that Grammy. I wanted to get that pop chart. You know, that was the Hollywood dream. That's why I came out here. So if you're out here, coming out here, I would just save your money, thousands, so you can get a hotel, you can get an apartment somewhere. So you don't have to be on the street like me. Go for your dream and may it come true. Because it's such a difficult undertaking. And be careful of the vultures and the dream killers. That's another reason why a lot of dreams don't happen. I have people come up to me, want to tear me down and take advantage of me, looking at me as some little person to hurt. I have been through a lot. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to, you know, because I feel sorry for myself. I don't. I'm saying it. I'm just telling the truth. How hard it is to make the Hollywood dream to come true. American Idol, that was different too, because I tried out for auditions to sing and they didn't even give me a chance. And I was denied to go to acoustic lounges with BMI and so on to sing. All because I wanted to sing and I have a dream. I was judged by my look, which I written a song called Unique. So it was such a hard undertaking. And no one should go through that. I really made no money, very, very little money, except when you run any label and get like a few pennies or so. But in spite of it all, I was inspired to make it come true. And I had to tell everybody that the real Dove Knight is here. I don't know if you see me in the sunglasses, the hat. Well, that's who I am. Please talk to the real Dove Knight, because there's no one else in charge of my music. I've done it 30 years, okay? And I'm not trying to be negative, because it's important to be positive. It's just telling it like it is. It's such a struggle. That's why if anyone has a Hollywood dream, have something to fall back on if you decide to quit, because it's so hard. I am about to decide on whether to retire because I struggled too much, but I'm getting close to that, to where I'm going to stop. So the Legacy and Beyond Goodbye for Now album is it. And, you know, people judge me about how big I was or thought I would look, didn't look the part or whatever, you know, image should not be the case. I struggled too much. I didn't receive no recognition. I'm not afraid to say it. I got really no money for my music. I starved for 30 years. I, you know, including, you know, what's painful about all that is that I had a very bad life outside of music. But the good thing is it was the inspiration to write a song. So the creative process was so great because I enjoy writing and singing. I sung and wrote so much. I played, I paid my dues three or four decades over. And I realized that it was draining me, but I still loved to create. That was the most enjoyable thing. But to see it not be recognized, to get to the goals and to really see somebody come around and want to hinder that my potential for their self-centered motives was very painful. To hear that they said they made songs, they're trying to lie to people about my health or say they were representing me was so false. It was all about the dream killers. I had to deal with dream killers who wanted to take that gift I had to undermine me so I don't make it. And they're around me right now. And, you know, it's really painful. It got to the point where I couldn't even write or sing thinking about what I went through. I had such a turbulent life, but at the same time, I am very positive. The goal was to persist and to hang in there. And, yeah, a lot of the, you know, Hollywood hopefuls had the same thing. It was very painful to come around these people who wanted to undermine my potential. But I had to say, no, I had to protect my songs by copywriting and writing them and persisting. Even when people put me down when they thought I was too overweight or I didn't have the power, I still persist. Even when people rejected me as a record label, I still persist. Even when people tried to label me something that wasn't true, I still persist. I know I come across on Twitter sometime with, you know, talk about things with my home and so on. That was very difficult. But that was the product of having this little, you know, being on the, in the internet with podcasts. And I'm an all-around entertainer, and I will continue with my artistry because someone told me not to give up because I have a gift. And someone told me don't let someone else take my dreams away. And that's what they want to do. They want to take my dreams away. And not just in music, but being a lawyer and all kinds of things. I had to have something to fall back on. That was hard to do. That may not happen either because, you know, it was, you know, a time and people wanted to see my dreams come true. It's important that we stay away from sociopaths and narcissists and criminals. And these criminals are looking at me as a vulture to tear down and manipulate. So it's important that we stay away because they all around, they look for dreamers like you and me. And they want to take us down. And that's what I have faced the last few years. They didn't like me trying to be successful because they were evil. And I know karma comes back to them in more ways than one. Because evil, when you do to others, it will come back. I suffered way too much with my music and my life. You could say my life was too painful. But inspiring because I had help from people to remind me that the show must go on. I have a life to live. So I'm trying to pick up the pieces of my broken heart and life to continue with that dream. And I want to say thank you very much for listening because while it has been a very difficult undertaking, and, you know, it wasn't so surprising hearing about, when I came out here, hearing about what has happened before, you know, why should I be surprised, you know? But it was very difficult. Important for their dreams to come true. They have to. Dreams have to come true. Good day, good night from Dove Bank.